God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. It is a wise person who knows where he's going because he knows where he has been. He knows where things are going because he's looked at life, he's looked at people, and he knows that certain unchangeable results come from certain actions. One of those is our regard for ourselves, regard for the future, and regard for pride, the way we think about pride. In Ezekiel chapter 31, God is telling the mighty Pharaoh of Egypt and his great multitude that his pride is unfounded because he will be just like the kings who have gone before him have been. In verse 2, God says to the Pharaoh, "Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom art thou like in thy greatness?" So he goes to Pharaoh and he says, "Who are you like? Who are you just like? Who are you following?" And then he gives their answer in verse 3. "Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon with fair branches." And he compares these kings and their kingdoms to mighty trees and their resources to that which they were taking up through the roots of water. He likens Assyria to a mighty cedar of Lebanon, which is both mighty and also symmetrical, a beautiful tree. And he says, look, just like Assyria was mighty and yet fell to Babylon, so you are mighty, but you will fall to Babylon as well. What you learn from this is that all you need to know about pride, you can learn from the previous generation. Pharaoh, like the Assyrians before him, like kingdoms before him, was exalted. Verse 5 says, "Therefore his height was exalted, just like a mighty tree, as a king, as a kingdom, exalted. You were lifted up. You were proud. You were smug." Why was that? Verse 7, "Thus was he fair in his greatness." They were exalted. They were arrogant because they were great. They had all kinds of resources. They were like a tree that had root by great waters. And yet all resources at some point dry up. The result was, verse 10, "Therefore thus saith the Lord of God, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and hath shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height," God goes on to say, "I will deliver him. I'll deliver him into the hand of one mightier than him." And all this is to the end that, verse 14 says, to the end that, "None of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height. All that drink water, all will be delivered unto death. Every kingdom that has ever come before has come to naught. Egypt will never be a mighty empire again." God said so in previous chapters. And indeed, it is so. It's been true of Assyria. It's been true of Egypt. It's been true of Babylon. And friend, it will be true of America, Russia, every country you can think of is serves at the pleasure of a God that is sovereign. Now, if a nation and if all nations will die, don't you think that's true of people, of individuals? And the answer is, of course. Pride is a relative thing. It is related to how I compare to other people. But that doesn't speak of where I am compared to an eternal God, an omnipotent God. "To whom art thou thus like in glory and in greatness among the trees of Eden?" God asks this Pharaoh. The answer is, you're mighty compared to another kingdom, but another kingdom that has died and is forgotten. So will you be. You know, we look at others around us, and we look at their health, and we look at their wealth, and we look at their greatness in life. And no matter who they are, what they've done, every person ever born eventually dies. And that is why you and I are wise to take account of that which does not die, that one who is omnipotent, that one who is omniscient, that one who is everlasting, that is God. In short, all you need to know about pride, you can learn from the previous generation. So take stock, take heed, and take note, and make sure you live your life in light of the God who gives you life.